Wow, that was,
that was bad.
That was bad. We'll just keep this going. Welcome to another episode of the Pizza Time Podcast. It's Johan.
And I'm Henry.
And we're going to do something kind of, you know, different. So for this episode, which we intended to do during the NBA Finals, but...
You know, we procrastinate everything here.
Yeah. But basically, what we're going to do is we're going to talk... We're going to do a thing. We're going to do Marvel versus DC starting fives for each team. So I want to be... I got Marvel. I pick five players as if they're playing a basketball game. And Henry's going to pick five DC heroes. And we're just going to do that because...
You know, we don't have anything better to do, actually.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, as we're doing that, we're going to be playing a game of 2K. Except this game is game six from a bet that we both...
As you know, me and Johan, we procrastinate everything.
Yeah, so right now, as you guys are listening to this podcast, Henry might have to owe me a meal, and I hope that happens. So, Henry, how should we do this?
Wait, what do you mean? The game or the...
How are we going to do the five?
Okay, so we have to set up a starting five and a six-man to come off the bench. And depending on how it's looking, we also might choose a head coach. We're going to choose a team. We're going to say the team. And then we'll put our arguments to see who we think would win. And then let all 13 of our listeners choose.
So who's gonna start off?
All right, let's just start off with some of the rules too.
Okay,
it's the
lower the volume of the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because you know
y'all probably hear everything. Yeah. By the way, the bet we have is a 7-game series between the Hawks and the Mavericks.
I wanted to do this Mavericks. He's a Hawks fan, and I mean I like the Hawks. I like Trey. Well, in 2K, I like using Trey Young, but I want to use Luka. I like Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. So, I picked the Mavericks, Henry picked the Hawks, and right now, you know, I'm up 3-2, so I could end the series tonight.
And we're betting, I don't know if it's everywhere.
It's basically we're just betting
a very nice
meal.
Steak or rib dinner at a very fancy barbecue place.
Well, not say fancy, but it's
barbecue
isn't exactly, yeah, it's not exactly
it's
not, the
yeah,
cheapest.
But it's, yeah, fool, you're going to spend hella money on me and a drink.
Oh, yeah, and Arnold Palmer. I'm not paying for alcohol.
That makes sense, actually. Your father would kill me.
But, yeah, so right now we're tipping off. And but let's start
back
off.
Back to the ground rules. Yeah. It is a normal NBA game. Son of a... I just got blocked. We're also going to be narrating this game, y'all, if y'all are interested. But anyway, it's going to be a normal NBA game, 12 minutes, 4 quarters. well, it's not like we're not going to do like play-by-play, but yes. And what we have to decide is which DC or Marvel superheroes would be best suited for action on the court. So we're going to start off from the positions point guard, shooting guard, you know, the usual point guard, shooting guard, power forward, small forward, power forward,
and center.
So, okay, what? Dirk can't. Why would Dirk do that?
Anyway. You know, just trying to play defense. So who should start off first?
All right, let's flip a coin, and we'll go back and forth with each of our choices. I choose heads.
Okay.
Flip a coin. Oh, wait, my Siri doesn't work.
Flip a coin.
Tails.
Tails.
All right, you get first pick.
Well, we're not really picking, are we? Because you're Marvel and I'm DC.
Oh, yeah,
So my first pick at point guard was actually, I feel like, so for me, I like to have players who have versatility.
Okay.
And I felt the person best suited for this is Ant-Man.
What?
Ant-Man, just like, you know, LeBron James, Magic Johnson, kind of Draymond Green, I guess, can play all five positions. You know, he could be small. If you need him in small ball, he can very much play point guard. But if you need him at center, he could press that button. Or I forgot what it was. But he could basically switch himself into a giant man. And, you know, versatility is important in the game of basketball. I didn't know what we'd call it. But basically, in this situation, regardless of who you pick, you know, they'd have a hard time defending Ant-Man, who's big, who could be either big, small. You know, he could shrink. The ball can shrink. I just think that I like my pick, and he's white, so he could shoot, you know, stretch the floor.
Yeah,
you know, and if he's, you know, if he's, let's say he decides to grow, he could be a stretch five or stretch four, or if he's, or he could be a, you know, a shooting point guard.
Okay.
A la Steph Curry.
Ooh, I like that. Well, you see, for mine, wait, is that it?
Yeah.
So for mine is the point guard is usually the coach on the court. So I'm going to need someone who commands presence, who has a commanding presence, who strategizes, who can read plays before they happen.
Oh, I know who you're picking. The Batman.
Yes.
So you're picking Chris Paul, a known douchebag, but one of the best point guards ever graced the court.
Yes. But no, hold up.
Batman's a known douchebag.
I feel like there's better.
Very rich. You know, very Chris rich. Paul, 4 years, $160 million.
Not much, very liked except by a few people.
Yeah. But very, but well very, respected. But
well respected around the league except by Ronald.
And just like the Trinity is considered, you know, the big three.
Oh my God.
The Banana Boat Gang. He's a member of the Banana Boat with, well, actually, I guess Melo was also part of that, and you know.
But back to my main point is I'm choosing Batman because, one, he's sneaky strong, so I guess he's going to be up against Ant-Man. Which, again, his leaping ability, so he can attack if he wants to, but he's going to be mostly a passing point guard, I feel, because the rest of my squad is going to be good. But this guy can strategize. If he sees a weakness in your defense, he's going to exploit it.
Yeah, you know,
exactly.
Wouldn't doubt it. So for me, I guess my shooting guard, moving on to the shooting guard position, my pick was Spider-Man. Just because, you know, agile, young, you know, lost his uncle and parents. So, you know, the struggle.
Motivation.
The motivation's there. You know, the good story. But you know, he could get to the hole. He's strong, can swing around, get to the hole, can take damage to his body, you know, you know, he's the slashing type. I feel like he can be like a Dwayne Wade on the court. Ooh. A dependable player.
Would have been better Spider Mitchell.
You're right. But, I'd pick Spider-Man as my shooting guard, alongside Ant-Man.
So your team's full of bugs, bro.
Bugs be squashed.
Dang. All right, so my shooting guard is, I swear, if you don't get what I'm about to say, is chosen mostly because of my favorite shooting guard of all time or favorite player.
Oh, Flash.
Flash. Again, literally the representation of a slashing shooting guard. He might not be the greatest shooter, but he will get to the rack. So my game's going to be a lot more physical. And, again, he might not be able to, like, guard the bigs or whatnot, but if I need a steal, if I need a big play, I know he'll be there. So my choice is the Flash at shooting guard for basically – I feel mostly defensive and for some flashy plays every once in a while. Get it?
Yeah, I get that it. That was
– puns!
You know, after listening to your backcourt, I really like mine. I really think that, you know, spider sense and everything and – you know, Batman worries me a little, but I think with Ant-Man and Spider-Man back there, I think I have the dependable backcourt.
So, all right. Who's your small forward?
So my small forward he grew a lot. He developed a lot in a short amount of time, and he's quite possibly, you know, one of the most famous superheroes known. I went with Captain America, you know.
Ooh.
I just think that a leader on the court, you know, for me, I think that the small forward with players such as LeBron James, you know, guys that leaders on the court, you know, the point guard's a good leader, but I think that, you know, having Steve Rogers, a veteran presence there.
Literally a veteran presence.
Literally a veteran presence. And a guy that, you know, isn't afraid to play dirty. He but can do it. He can, to. You know, he can do, he can be in the block all day if he needs to.
Very
he
true.
Can do this all day.
Oh.
And, you know, he stood up against, he was willing to fight Thanos and his whole army by himself. I don't think he's scared of facing anybody. Okay. And, you know, so I'd pick Captain America as my small forward.
All right. My small forward is continuing the legacy of old people in this position. Wonder Woman.
I didn't know we were allowing the WNBA to join.
It's 2019, bro. So, also, Wonder Woman would whoop. Anyway, this is another conversation for another time. Back to my reasoning for Wonder Woman. One, she is one of the most versatile, quick, strong. She could guard any position, I would say, because of her reflexes and her strength and speed. So, I'll have her a small forward in case anyone has to drop by for a double team or, you know, if a pick comes in, she could switch easily. And it doesn't matter. From 1 to 5, she can muscle anyone up. Might not, maybe against like your really, really big power hitters, she might find a little bit of more of a challenge, but she will not back down. Literally, if y'all watch Justice League Doom, the only way to stop Wonder Woman is literally to tire her out until she dies. And so she, in other words, she can do this all day.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So, and she's not afraid to get dirty. She's one of the few DC characters willing to kill, but in this instance, I'm going to say clutch.
Mm. All right, we'll move on to the power forward position. And I think that this guy in the low post can, you know, I think that he will be able to, I think he can be versatile flying around. I think to me, if I had to compare him to any other, to anybody, it'd be Carmelo Anthony.
So,
you know,
one-on-one specialist?
Extremely rich. One-on-one, could do it by himself if he needs to.
Not so good with women. La, we miss you.
You ruined it. Spends a lot of time in New York, makes a lot of money in New York. And so I'm going to go with Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man. I think that, you know, as a smaller power forward, I'd say he could fly around the court. But he's capable of, you know, hanging down there with big guys, with the bigger guys. And I think that he's extremely smart with the ball, unlike Carmelo Anthony, ISO. But dependable. He's willing to sacrifice himself if needed. And, yeah, I mean, I just think that, you know, a guy in an iron suit should be able to hang around with the big, tough guys. If, you know, if he's called the Hulkbuster before. He's I think he's well suited to be a big body down on the block. So I'm gonna take Iron Man.
All right. This is a difficult decision. So I have one question, because I have like three choices for power forward. Would you consider Lobo a hero or anti-hero? Or is he a bad guy?
I don't know. It's whatever you want.
Nah, I guess I want to choose Lobo. All right. My power forward, I got John Jones, Martian Manhunter.
Oh, cookies.
Oh, what you? Oh, no!
Bro. Look, as somebody who grew up watching the Justice League TV show and somebody who revisited it when I saw it on Netflix, literally, this is how the Justice League fights would go. Batman would either get knocked or stay up, right? He was 50-50 in the fight. But whenever it came to Martian Manhunter, all you hear is, oh, and he'd be on the ground because he's the weakest link.
No, I still stick with it. One, telepathy. We don't need to talk on the court. He'll just mind, he'll be reading each other's minds. Two, he could literally transform into anyone, so guard any position, per use. So he can have, and he's also quick. He has the strength of Superman, basically. Except for, like, two weaknesses, you know.
And the ability to stay in a fight. And absolutely no ability to stay in a fight.
Beto, watch this. You're backing down in the post.
And he just, you know, gets, becomes invisible.
All right, first of all, we're going to be discussing our pick. By the way, I just packed the hell out of you. We're going to be discussing our strategies in a second. You bastard. All right, so, yeah, John Jones.
Transforming. I didn't really think about strategy. I just thought of, you know, who would I pick. But
I know, but we're going to have to argue this, bro.
Oh, you're right.
All right, so I pick John Jones.
All right, well, at center, you know, I think that at least we've all noticed that when it came to one of the, you know, greatest basketball teams of all time, you need a smart big man. And for all that Draymond Green is, he's a smart big man.
Oh, you're going short.
And I would like to play small ball in a way. I'm going to go with Professor Hulk.
Oh!
He's, you know, Bruce Banner, so he's not just some big... He's not basically JaVale McGee.
Okay.
You know, some big guy out in the court that's athletic and all that. No, he's smart with the ball, will be able... And is still big enough to where he's a factor, right? He's not the same as when he's big brute, but... He's still I'm aiming for intelligence on the court, basically from the center position.
Okay.
And you know, like I said, I like small ball a little, and I'm not too worried about size when it comes to the post because of a previous pick I made. So.
All right. I like the pick, and I think mine is kind of obvious. What I'm going to pick. My center has to be the most dominant figure on the court. So. He can be able – no one wants to drive the paint because they're afraid to get hit. So why not? The Man of Steel himself, Superman, a.k.a. my Dwight Howard on the Orlando Magic, because after that he kind of – well.
He was all right, Houston.
He was okay, but still didn't do much.
Damn, Supes likes to get pegged?
Don't start with this. That's why I said, well, he probably still did it in Orlando.
Peg him down for the center position.
Are you done? Are you done with the – The homophobic rants.
That was not homophobic.
Or transphobic?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Your favorite player in Gabriel Union.
Don't start with that.
Okay, but
at least they're still in a relationship.
Oh wow! Don't need to speak about Melo like that. My man's is out here living life, cheating on his on Lala and.
Yeah.
Okay, but what were we saying? Look, I mean. Well, I don't know if anybody on my team would have kryptonite.
Yeah. Why? We're not trying to kill people.
You're not. I am.
Oh, yeah. Marvel kills.
But
yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to the sixth man.
And our sixth. Oh, okay.
So these are just people that when your main five need a rest, somebody needs to get on the court and provide valuable minutes. And I... went with Mr. Fantastic.
Really?
A literal stretch player. He's white, so he can shoot, but he can be a stretch big. And, I think that he'd just be a great addition for... And basically, after watching Space Jam, I think that he could do what Michael Jordan did at the end. Put all the time.
That's not even wrong.
And he's extremely intelligent. So.
Smart plays. Okay. And in essence to that, I choose Plastic Man.
Oh, wow. You probably had to pick that off the spot, huh?
I really did, because my other pick... Well, no. I'll go back to my other pick. Supergirl.
Two Kryptonians.
Also, two women. What's up? Equality up in this hoe.
Well, I'm not going to pick Black Widow. What is she going to do?
I mean, you have Captain Marvel.
Oh. Damn. You know, I didn't...
Wow, Brie Larson would be so mad at you. By the way, Brie Larson, a beautiful and talented actress.
I loved her in 21 Jump Street.
I loved her in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
I forget that she's in that movie.
She's so hot. I mean, she's...
very. You know, hot. No. 21 Jump Street. I'm sad that they never made another one. Such good films.
They were going to like introduce it with
Men in Black. Yeah. I remember.
But now they did this weird Men in Black International.
You mean Thor and Valkyrie.
Find out that Liam Neeson's the... Never mind.
Wow, did you just spoil the movie for everybody?
I mean, it's kind of a given if you don't see it.
I didn't know it was a given.
It looks... It's kind of a giveaway.
I didn't know.
All right, I'm sorry. By the way, I mean, I didn't finish the sentence completely, so... Yeah. I mean, it's not like anyone's like a diehard. Well, maybe. I can't judge. No one's going to be like, he spoiled Men in Black International. Ugh!
I just don't think people like spoilers in general.
I mean, no, but this isn't like me spoiling Endgame or something. By the way, I love you 3000.
You can go listen to our Endgame recap.
Yep.
In our catalog. I wonder if people can hear me. Well, actually, the mic should be picking me up.
Yeah, it should.
But, yeah, so those are my... So I guess those are our starting five and a sixth man.
Now, do we do head coach?
I didn't really think about head coach. It's not something I really cared.
I would have chosen a perfect one for you. All right, we're not choosing head coaches, but I'm just saying.
Who would you have gone? Let's see if you would have picked who I was going to pick.
Oh, I would have chosen Professor Xavier.
Okay, we went the same way.
Yeah.
That's who I would have picked.
First of all, he could mental connection, so he could be talking to you the whole time. Secondly, oh! Buckets! Anyways.
I just didn't know we were playing Wheelchair League now.
I mean, he's a coach, bro.
Wheelchair League. I'm kidding.
I know. Wow, also, cripple joke, bro? Really? How low must you go?
You know, some people don't really like to think about their disabilities.
You're a disability.
Some people are more than their
Oh, yeah, just like you when you're stuttering. Oof. It's okay.
Ouch. But, yeah, that's what I would have gone with. But I didn't really factor in head coach because what did it matter?
Yeah. You right.
Like, you basically got a player coach in Batman.
True. My and coach would have been Alfred.
Like, I have... let's see. You'd have Pop, in a way, or Brad Stevens.
Mike Budenholzer.
But I'd have basically... I need to think of, like, a player coach, I guess. Or not a player coach. Like, one of those motivating coaches. So, like, I guess...
Doc Rivers?
Yeah, I was going to say Doc Rivers, like, really good motivators and are pretty successful coaches. I'd have Cap. With Cap, I mean, he's not... I don't exactly think...
So, yeah, basically, what we're saying is... On the floor, we already technically have coaches with Batman and Cap.
I mean, they're the leaders.
Depends on which iteration. Okay. I could go mad nerdy right now, but yeah.
I mean, I was just going to say...
I'm surprised you didn't choose Thor in anything.
No.
Literal God of Thunder.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Or Captain Marvel. But again, you did small ball. I guess... Mine is more size, but my bigs are fast. Well, yeah, my bigs are fast.
My bigs are, well, yeah, I guess Ant-Man isn't exactly the biggest.
And
but
he's not
I have,
the fastest.
I guess if you like compare everything like strength-wise, if everything was even, I'd still take my team just because, you know, I think that Ant-Man growing and stuff, I can play small. I can play big if I want to with Hulk and Ant-Man on the court at the same time, I so choose to. I moved Dwayne Wade. I moved Spider-Man up.
To the point.
Move Cap up. Move Tony up. And then put Ant-Man at center with Hulk at power forward. Professor Hulk, to be exact. But,
I mean, that's good strategy.
Yeah. But and then if I need size, I can put in Mr. Fantastic.
True, the blocks would be crazy if you think about it. But again, I'm thinking, first of all, strategy-wise, Batman would have y'all number, which I also think it would be a battle between Cap and Batman for strategy.
I mean, they're also, yeah.
But they're at different positions. So the thing is...
I think Batman's literally going to have... He's just going to be limited to that, just the strategy. And that's nice, but, I mean, he's... Batman, in this sense, would literally be the brings his lunch pail to work guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's white Patrick Beverly.
Rich Patrick Beverly.
White rich Patrick Beverly.
Who do we talk about? Coozy.
Bob Coozy. Respected by his white peers.
A pioneer of the game,
pioneer
if you will.
Of the game.
But, yeah. So, no. I feel more of a John Havlicek.
Oh, Pistol God. Pete. Jesus Christ.
You're damn right. Look at that. I know my basketball, bro. A Pistol Pete, if you will. You know? His passes are going to be insane. No looks all day. Because, you know, the ninja training, my guy. He's not going to be afraid to size up against Giant Man.
So are you telling me that Cap is Larry Bird?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Cap
he's,
is Larry
think
Bird.
About it. In your instance, Captain America is going to be up against a literal demigod.
Michael Jordan.
Basically. So he's going to be up against my demigod, Wonder Woman, but he's also going to be bringing his lunch pail to work. Because she's going to put him to work. But
he brings his lunch pail to work, but he's actually skilled.
Exactly.
Larry Legend.
Yeah, so Larry Bird. Again, he's going to have to shoot over Wonder Woman because ain't no way he's going to post up on her. Woman ain't going to move. She's my LeBron.
Would it be, you know... never mind.
No. What is it?
Stupid question. But, and, you know, Tony Stark on Superman, kind of. They'll be both be flying around, you know.
It's Tony Stark versus Martian Manhunter.
Oh, my bad. They'll both be flying around.
I see one problem with that.
What? That Tony's just going to shoot like some sort of stunning ability, and then, you know, he's going to electrocute.
Also, think about it. How does Tony fly?
Yeah.
Fire and shit? That's more... I really regret Martian Manhunter. I'm not changing it, though.
I mean, we weren't going to change anything.
We're not. Picks are final.
But, yeah, I mean, my strategies. Yeah, that I basically just took out one of your players.
Oh, that's simple. I've taken out one of yours.
Oof.
Captain America ain't doing crap against Wonder Woman.
Okay.
What is Captain America gonna... He can't post up on her. Wonder Woman's obviously faster.
He can do it all day, which means he can tire her out.
No.
Yes.
Wonder Woman has literally fought straight up Darkseid, bro.
And Thanos is basically the dark side. Yes, Thanos would technically be what dark side is to Marvel, because Galactus is a whole
different
thing.
That's like celestial.
That's a legit, like, the Avengers need to team up to fight just one dude, but, you know. I think that he's fought Thanos.
All right, and here's my other thing.
My man's
got knocked out with one punch by Thanos.
Dude, what are you talking about? Thanos cut him, and you know what he did? He tightened that fucking strap in the shield. He got the strap, he tightened it, and he said, it's go time. He could do this all day.
I mean, I'll give him respects. He was about to fight that whole army by himself.
And he was gonna die.
But no, again, I give it to Wonder Woman. I give that advantage to Wonder Woman. All right, and in the... Oh, bro, my shooting guard cookies, bro. Cookies. I get Spider-Man as fast.
Both our shooting guards can't take rent.
Oh, yeah, they're both broke.
Do
you know what that means? He's gritty. He's willing to risk it all, bro.
Yeah, same, you know, Spider-Man is...
Oh, God, you just built an 11-point lead.
Yeah, I know. I'm leading in both this and the other...
No, look. First of all, yeah, Spidey sense and whatnot, and you're strong, but nah, Flash...
Spider-Man's fast, too?
Not as fast as the Flash.
Oh, that's true.
Dog. Cookies. The second he gets the ball, stolen. Down the court, dunk.
And guess what? Spider webs can be useful. You can be stopped.
I guess.
Flash isn't exactly the... He's clumsy.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, still. The steals, quick pass. Because you see... Oh, my foot's webbed. Quick pass. Oh, look, who can see me at super speed? Supes. Oh. What up? Shaq. Boom. What's Professor Hulk going to do?
Professional Hulk?
Professor. What's Professor
He's
Hulk?
He's green. Gonna... Kryptonite.
Wow.
I win.
No.
I win. That eliminates him and Supergirl. Wow. I can't. Ugh, my mind.
Nah, bro.
But, yeah.
No. And let's not even begin... On the center, Superman. Oh, if you chose a normal Hulk, maybe, but you chose Professor Hulk. That's the weakest of the Hulks.
I know. I was going. I told you I was going to sacrifice strength for intelligence.
Nah, fam.
And you know what? Maybe he with his intelligence. I don't think Superman's exactly the brightest either.
That's what fool's a genius almost.
But it's Professor Hulk. I'm pretty sure.
Well, probably Professor Hulk's a little bit smarter, but down the post, yeah, he's going to give him a little bit.
And
of
then
a struggle.
I put in my sixth man. A genius?
Oh, you want to put my sixth man in? Literally the female version of my center that's unstoppable?
That's fine. I get it.
Possibly
Brittany Griner's on your team.
Wow. I thought more of a Candace Parker, but yeah. Anyway. How is Kristoff's
Yeah, but
is
Candace
Parker...
Like, Brittany Griner, legit, people were like, can she go to the NBA?
Right.
You didn't hear about Candace Parker.
Anyways,
more is the goat, though.
We're going
to
have to pause for a second. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsors. And thank you for listening to our... We weren't sponsored. We just had to pause. Because, you know, reasons. anchor is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So back to our debate.
You're a friend of the podcast business. Anchor. Download it on iOS or Android.
Available with 9 different platforms, I believe. I don't know. I'm bad at this. What was it that?
I was about to say, I got an ad for you. Go listen to the Fifth Quarter Podcast archives. In there, you can find all of my greatest sports takes from the Jaguars beating the Patriots in the divisional round, even though we're very far away from football season. We haven't been recording much, but we'll get back to it at some point. Football season's coming soon. And, you know, me, my friends Nick and Hayden can give you some trash sports talk if you want to listen to it. So
go listen. They also give great opinions on which fast food place is the most overrated.
Oh, yeah. Also, screw fish fillets.
Who goes to McDonald's for a fish fillet?
Trump. Trump, I'm pretty sure, eats a Big Mac and a fish fillet. Like, it's his favorite meal.
Savage.
This is go-to.
You go for nugs, my guy. Not the drug nugs.
You don't even get nugs. No. Last time we've gone to McDonald's, you didn't get nuggets. You've gotten, like...
Oh, the McChicken, bro? Because it's mad cheaper, and I was broke at the time.
I love McChicken.
Oh, bro.
I don't like McDonald's, but I do.
It's like your guilty pleasure. It's like that 1X you can't get rid of.
What are we going to talk about now? We basically talked about our teams. Yeah. I guess it's up to the listeners to decide
who wins. Up to the listeners to decide who will win between my team. And let's recap it. My team, point guard, Batman. Shooting guard.
How rude of you. I picked first.
All right, fine, go.
You can go. You're already in.
Shooting guard, The Flash.
Go from the top.
I just want... Oh, from center up?
No, from point guard down.
That's what I was doing. Point guard to shooting guard.
Yeah, but we stopped.
All right, fine.
Just repeat it all again.
Point guard, Batman, the Dark Knight, the Cape Crusader. My shooting guard, the Flash, the Scarlet Speedster, the Blur. My small forward, the demigoddess herself, the woman out of time, the Beast. From the Middle East, Gal Gadot.
Is that what the... Oh, okay. I didn't know that Wonder Woman is called the Beast from the Middle East.
No, I'm just calling it because Gal Gadot. She's from Israel. Yeah, anyways.
I know.
all right. Martian Manhunter is my power forward. I'm still burning!
Oh, man. He lost his... family, and he's going to lose his dignity on the court.
And who's that, my center? Oh, the strongest being ever, Superman.
I can't believe you.
The Man of Steel.
How'd you mispronounce Mark Henry?
World's strongest man. Somebody going. and finally, rounding out as my sixth man.
Sixth woman, in this case.
Sixth woman. Kara Zor-El.
All right,
AKA
well.
AKA Supergirl.
For, I guess, my lineup... Point guard, Ant-Man. Shooting guard, Spider-Man. Small forward, Captain America. Power forward, Iron Man. Center, Professor Hulk. And sixth man, Mr. Fantastic.
So please drop a comment or, you know, well, I'm going to post something about it on Instagram. Y'all tell us who y'all think would win and why. We're trying to become more interactive, and I hope that I do a better job of how I've been doing because, you know, we've been busy. And now on to news! Dun, 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 dun. I think we should we have like a thing?
I don't know. Well, I guess in some news, the Avengers Endgame will be released.
Wasn't it already?
I don't know. Is it?
Fool, it was released last week. This weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, there's an Avengers Endgame re-release that will basically add 7 minutes of new footage between deleted scenes, tributes, and just posting stuff, and basically you're gonna watch the same movie.
Oh, it's
all
this
over
Friday,
again.
Yeah,
okay.
No, you're right.
Basically, it's the same movie as we all watch.
You're just gonna wait,
and you're gonna sit through the same exact thing. But once the credits hit, is where it's different.
And are you pointing me for other news?
Yeah. Do you have any more news? Because I still got some stuff.
I believe. Keep going. I had something. Hold up, but keep going.
All right, well, next up, Spider-Man Far From Home, releasing on Monday, I think? Monday, July 2nd? I think, or Tuesday, my bad. Monday, midnight. What is it? I don't get it. I'm confused.
I thought it was
okay.
Thursday.
Tuesday 12. No. No, it comes out. I'm pretty sure it comes out like next week.
I guess, yeah.
It does.
Lion King also comes out in like
a month. But oh, Toy Story 4 was released last week. Did not get to go see it, but
did not either. I saw The Dead Don't Die.
But Far From Home will
be
released.
My quick synopsis, or not synopsis, opinion on it is it was a movie.
I'm happy I didn't go watch it. Spider-Man Far From Home releases July 2nd, as I said. So next Tuesday. So go watch it. According to the TV ad, somebody said it's better than Endgame. You know, everybody has their differences.
Really?
But we shall see how they end this phase of... because I'm pretty sure this is the last movie of phase four. Yeah.
Phase 4.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they end it and what direction they plan on taking. Moving on to phase 5. So go watch that. And I've heard a lot of good... I mean, I've read a lot of good reviews for it. So that's what's up. An extended look at Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order came out yesterday.
Yeah.
I watched half of it, but the game's looking good. Oh my God, it looks beautiful. Like, graphics... The graphics are really good. So I'm excited for that. Anything else?
No, and other news, Swamp Thing was canceled after
like one
episode.
Yeah. Super Mario Maker came out.
Yes,
video game news. Let's see. Crash Team Racing came out. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 on the Nintendo Switch comes out in like a month. I'll be getting that. And so yeah. What other news is there? Is there more?
I could have sworn I had more. I'm always badly prepared for this. But anyway, soon we're going to have more reviews and stuff like that. We're trying to become, like I said, trying to get stuff going. What movies have I watched? Or have we watched? Detective Pikachu? God, that is so old.
I haven't seen it.
So why do you not go to the movies?
I don't know. I'm not much of a movie person these last 2 years.
Detective Pikachu was hilarious, though kind of predictable.
I used to be a big movie theater person, but just...
We're diving deep. Johan, how does that make you feel? That you used to be a great movie person, and now it's just...
Well, I was with you when like I truly stopped doing... Like, when I went to watch Last Jedi.
Oh, my boy,
and I had
died.
Like 5 anxiety attacks just because I was going through some stuff at the time. But, yeah, I just don't like being in movie theaters. But... For some movies, I will be there. So, like, Endgame, I completely care about. I'm going to watch that. Spider-Man. I thought I'd be the same for Toy Story, but this feels like the first Toy Story movie I've seen come and go.
Yeah.
Not coming, like, it's still big, but, like, it only made, like, 120-something million. And I didn't even know it came out until, like, the day it came out. People were like, I'm going to go see Toy Story. I'm like, the new one came out, so... Yeah, that's...
Sorry, I was posting something for the Snapchat. Not Snapchat, our Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'll probably end up watching it at some point, but I don't know, man. I'm just not as big of a movie theater person anymore.
I mean, with like Netflix and crap, everything kind of...
Yeah, I mean, everything gets... Also, you can find stuff on the interwebs at any point. So, you know... I guess my urgency to find stuff isn't the same.
Well, and why do you believe that?
No, I don't know. I just don't feel like there are. I guess for me, it's just like what movies will I get spoiled soon, or what movies would I hate to be spoiled? It's like Endgame, I don't want it to be spoiled. Like
of
I had
course.
To watch it because, like, you know, the first day you already had memes out. Same with Last Jedi and stuff, but. Toy Story, I'll probably end up watching it. It's probably the last Toy Story movie ever made that's ever going to be made. So, you know, I can guess that they're not going to really do anything with it. So,
you're not wrong.
Yeah. I'll probably end up watching Detective Pikachu like once it's out. Into the Spider-Verse now on Netflix. That's a movie I didn't have urgency, but I loved it. It was amazing. So, yeah. Let me see if I can find... There's probably a lot more news. But yeah, Lion King soundtrack will be released in a few...
Yeah, which we'll be doing a show.
Oh, yeah. At some point. Steven will be snapped back into existence.
Yeah, I'll allow him back in.
Dang.
Archer's back on TV.
I love Archer. Brooklyn Nine-Nine ended, so I have nothing to watch on Thursdays anymore. So did Gotham. Johan still hasn't caught up on Game of Thrones.
I'll be done soon. I've never watched Breaking Bad, but both Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul posted the same image on Twitter, excited fans. So if you're a Breaking Bad fan, you might have some pleasant surprise coming soon. So yeah, I mean, I guess it's the summer. I mean, other than movies, there isn't too much. And, you know, the E3 shows is going to be its own thing. So, yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess for me, now that Endgame's over, I just feel like a lot of stuff that, like, you don't have as much stuff. I guess the Black Widow movie in the set and stuff, but.
I'm not excited for it.
I'm not either. And I'm same with. I don't know. I feel like a lot of culture moves with superhero movies. I feel like speculation. Like, I remember every week you'd have something, some new news for Endgame. Not Endgame's over. We have Far From Home. Other than that, like, what news? Other than Wonder Woman, do we have any superhero movies coming out?
Well,
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood comes out next month. So
I'm also excited for that.
I think I already got spoiled, though. Sadly.
What? It's technically...
No. Yeah. It's already spoiled, but I already know, like, a main plot point and how it turned... Okay, let me edit that, because the ending of the movie, everybody knows how it ends. Well, everybody knows...
Don't say it.
Okay.
But, I mean, if...
Bro, this
I mean, it happened
30
years
ago. This is like
when
Wikipedia told people... Like, 50.
50? I don't remember.
I mean, in the 60s, didn't it?
That was the 70s. Oh, that's still 40.
Oh, we're gonna have to look it up.
Are we though?
Yeah. Okay, but if, like, you don't know how it ends.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
I'm
an idiot. It happened in 1969. August 9th.
Oh, so we were in the middle.
Yeah. We're close. But no, I was right. I told you it was in the 60s. You thought the 70s. But basically, I had, like, one of the scenes in the movie during a prominent or a big thing that happens in that movie. A big event. I think I had part of it spoiled for me, so I'm kind of pissed at the moment. But it'll be interesting what Tarantino does there. But this is what you said reminds me of when Narcos posted a trailer for season 2 of Narcos. There's a trailer and it said Pablo, and it was about Pablo Escobar, and it basically said don't look up on Wikipedia, and I'm like, if you don't know, and I'm so sorry, and this is a big spoiler alert, just, you know what, fast forward ahead, spoiler alert from right now, Pablo Escobar dies in season 2.
What?
Pablo Escobar dies.
Dog.
Can you believe Pablo Escobar dies? I can't believe it. There's my spoiler.
I'm so mad at you.
I know, I had to do it.
I am angry.
Listeners. And it sucked because my... Now, there have been genuine moments from Narcos that have been spoiled for me. Other than that, right? In a show like that, what can really be spoiled?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Speaking of Narcos...
It's like how in People versus OJ, man. It's like, oh my god, what's going to happen in the court case? We all know what happened.
I mean...
The glove didn't fit,
so
he's acquitted. Yeah. So they acquitted.
We both mumbled that.
Yeah, it was rough. Wait, what were you going to bring up?
I forgot. Thanks, bro.
What other shows have there been, like, nonfiction shows?
I don't know.
Assassination of Gianni Versace.
You realize that a lot of biopics are coming out.
Because people are interested in that kind of stuff.
Rocket Man. I haven't seen it. I kind of want to.
Oh my god, dude. Can you believe that what's the name? Well, actually, what's the name doesn't even die in the movie, huh?
Which one?
In Bohemian Rhapsody.
You don't see him.
Freddie Mercury doesn't even die.
He doesn't.
What the heck?
I mean,
I hope I'm pretty sure in All Eyes on Me they killed Tupac. That was out of Millie Rocking in the 90s. So,
I mean, yeah.
NWO, you know.
Hey, man, don't ever watch... Hey, man, if you ever watch Notorious, spoiler, Biggie dies.
Dude. Can you stop? Thanks. I haven't seen any of these movies.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Not really. What about... And Boys in the Hood, you know. Ice Cube gets a blowjob.
I've actually never watched Boys in the Hood.
Or was it the dude that got AIDS?
Eazy-E?
Eazy-E. I forget names, bro.
Eazy's not in Boys in the Hood. Neither's
not
his son.
Boys in the Hood. It's... Wow, I'm racist.
You're talking about Straight Outta Compton.
I forget the names.
Yes.
Boys in the Hood was... Oh, that's where Ricky gets shot.
Not that. That's an actual spoiler.
Okay, if you don't know the iconic scene, Ricky, then we can't be friends.
I've never actually watched Boys in the Hood.
Can you leave? Thanks.
There are a lot of movies I need to watch. Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, all those.
What genre movie are those, Johan?
Oh, those are films on Los Angeles.
Yes, because you're so interested in Los Angeles culture.
Los Angeles is on...
Hold up. Have you ever seen Mi Familia? Blood In, Blood Out.
Have you watched
La Bamba?
Nah.
All right. Have you at least watched Selena?
Of course.
Okay.
If you're Hispanic, and haven't watched Selena. Oh, Jennifer Lopez.
She became a star.
And Selena was a beautiful woman.
Oh. I love
for
that.
Selena.
Anything for Selena's.
Oh my.
Selena's.
What?
I love Selena's. R.I.P.
Oh my God! What's the name of the guy from? Is it Richie?
Yeah, Richie.
Richie Valens?
There's also a Richie!
Really?
Yeah. Because spoiler alert.
He dies.
Yeah.
It's him, Big Pop, I forgot the other guy's name. But he made every day.
The roller coaster.
Which is what American Pie's about. AKA one of the GOAT songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant
the
movie.
No. I never watched American Pie movies, but...
That's the first time I saw it. Anyways.
Mine was totally in some, like, Indiana Jones... Never mind. Not going to talk about it.
Wow.
Basically, I think it was, like, late-time Cinemax. I was on HBO. You know how, like, the 500...
Oh.
And you're just scrolling, you know, what movies are on, and then all I saw was Chicken Your Cheeks Clap. I'm like, oh, that's a titty.
Uh-huh. I'm in danger.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of had to...
Change the channel.
I mean, yeah, because, like, what if my parents walk in? They're like,
you right?
Are you watching people getting the cheese slap? I'm like, yeah, they're getting the cheese slap. But they're going to be like, what does it mean to get your cheese slap? I'm like, you just told me.
John, weren't you, like, 12, though?
I was, like, 14.
Oh, my God. That was the first time?
No. Actually, I was, like, 12.
Okay, making sure. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe you were innocent for a while. I hate mine. I was exposed at the age of, like, 11.
What?
To that disgusting world of nudity.
I was, like, 10.
Oh,
or even young. Maybe even younger. Like, the PSP was PSP was the problem.
So our cousin had a...
No.
We're not going to do that.
You're too scared to show your face on an Instagram post, and here you are exposing your family members.
It's not like anyone knows him.
No, we're not doing that.
Fine. We're not.
Because it's legit illegal.
Is it? I don't know things, bro.
To be showing stuff to a... What?
He didn't show me. I found it.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I guess that's still technically...
If he's... Never mind. We're not going to go into this.
I shall not
legal drugs, you dumbass. You're too scared to show your face on a fucking Instagram post.
I'm not scared to show my face. I just don't feel like...
Okay, you guys don't show your faces on Instagram posts, but here you are wanting...
Do you want me
you
to?
Even say
I will show
you
my
You don't even
face.
Say your last name on this podcast?
Oh, yeah, that for various reasons.
Okay, but you want to talk about family members. We're not going to do that, but basically, yes.
Oh, my God.
The PSP
okay.
was the problem. Do you see the issue?
Not really, but okay, go off.
Oh, my bad. Go off, queen.
Go off, king.
But no, the PSP days, we're not going to talk about this, because this is a family podcast, a family friendly.
Yeah, and you've already called me a dumbass, and
I said the F word.
You said the F word? Pretty sure you said the B word. Anyway, and we've talked about titties.
Oh, yeah, beaners.
Wow. I guess we can say it.
But, back to it. Well, yeah, I forgot the name of the guy who sang every day. Man.
There's the Big Bopper, Richie Valens.
What was his name?
How the hell should I know?
But yeah.
The big three at the time.
That's absolutely.
Oh, Donna. Oh, Donna. I knew.
Why do you sound like Eric? That sounds like something Eric Ford would be saying, but in the voice of his of her dad.
Oh my god.
Oh, Donna.
Why do you make it weird?
Bargain Bob, the goat.
I love that 70s show. First time I ever saw an ethnic character represented.
I don't know if Fez is exactly the representation.
It's
we
not
wanted.
The one. Well, yeah, no, it was mad stereotypical, but
Fez wasn't the representation we wanted, but he's the one we needed.
Exactly, but I mean, think about it. It kind of did relate to me. One, you know.
Oh, never
mind. I'm brown.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say? That I'm mad horny.
Yeah.
Probably when I started watching the show, I was like,
Big Rhonda.
Oh
but yeah, no, that 70s show, man, is a classic. I still like go back, so I watched the whole thing and I hate the last season because fucking Randy. But when all of them were in there, man, still the greatest scene has to be when Donna comes inside the I forgot the name of the restaurant that was inside.
Yeah, the bar they are not bar,
the place they used to hang out with, like the hangout area. And he was doing homework with that one chick.
Oh.
And she came in, whose panties are these? And then she's like, those are my panties. Mine are like cotton with a little rose. And then
Donna's mom comes in.
Those are mine.
Eric, you're a god. A god, I say. God, I love that
show. Oh my gosh. And then Red Foreman saying he's going to put a foot in their asses. Always.
Yeah.
A great moment.
I also like how in the end, Fez gets the girl. I mean, kind of forced a little bit, but I liked it.
It didn't matter to me. I still loved it. I forced myself to watch the last season, like I said, because fucking Randy.
I just watched the last two episodes.
You know what I hate, though, right? So I'm like, I'm watching Game of Thrones right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm on season 7. And I hate it because I already know how it ends, and I have no motivation to keep watching, but because I know, like, from everything people have said about season 6, or season 8, people hate it. And people say season 7 is, like, when it starts getting shitty. And, like, I'm still at season 1, at season 7, episode 1. Season 6, episode 10 is one of the greatest TV, episodes for any show I've ever seen. It's so good.
I mean, yeah, but then you realize what happens.
But, like, I already know how Game of Thrones kind of ends. I'm pretty sure I already know how it ends. And, like, I'm kind of, I don't know if I want to keep going, but, yeah, I don't know. Binging TV shows. Stranger Things comes back next week, for those who like that show. I've never been into it. Because I heard it's scary.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Johan won't watch horror movies.
I won't. Actually, I watched The Ring 3 a couple of times because my friends wanted to watch it. It was always with friends. I can't watch horror movies by myself. I hate it.
I hate it. I hate Christmas. I hate it. By the way, me and Johan referenced the Grinch movie more than normal people should.
Oh, Martha.
Oh, Christmas.
Gosh, I need
ho, ho, ho. What a lovely family heirloom.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, his moms were swingers.
Yeah. You know, as I grew older, I started to appreciate that movie a lot more because you get a lot of, like, the Grinch is literally, like, you know, jazzercise. Eat lunch with yourself.
Yeah.
I can't.
Clinically depressed, I would say.
Yeah. And then just all the jokes and stuff. Hey, honey, our baby's here.
He kind of looks like your boss. Oh, God. I love... Yeah. Things you don't notice when you're young... How? Anyway, the things you don't notice when you're younger and how they kept the adults in the theaters.
I mean, that's kind of what I give kudos to Shrek for, because a lot of the jokes, man, when you're young, you're like, that's not fun. Like, when... Including, like, the one where they're... when they... In Shrek 3, when they go to... what's the name of the school? I forgot the name of the school that where Artie was the whole time, but
I forget.
Those guys come out of the
carriage.
Yeah, the carriage with and they're just high and it's like this
for me. Awesome. It would always be the joke that I got when I was older. It was Lord Farquaad's castle. You think he's compensating for something? And
yeah.
I'm like, as a kid, I'm like, the hell does that mean? And once I'm older, I'm like, ha! He said he has a little dick.
But yeah, God, movies.
You gotta love them.
I was about to say that.
Dude, are we vibing right now, bro?
No.
I hate that word.
Your vibes, man.
I just got weird vibes.
Are we
in
the same wavelengths?
Bro, your chakra, my energy levels right now, bro, is just off the chains. So, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to us jabber on about nonsense and stuff that really doesn't matter.
You say jabber on?
Jabber on. Is that not a word?
I've never heard that used.
I don't know. Thanks for listening to us banter.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a word? Banter is a
word. You know what? I wish I could learn the Cockney accent. That's such a disgusting accent, but my gosh.
Too. Is it funny?
Yeah. Like, there's, like, probably one of the funniest things I've ever heard is, like, Michael Caine. If to pronounce the proper way of saying Michael Caine.
Sounds like
Michael
Caine.
My cocaine.
My cocaine.
My cocaine.
My cocaine.
My cocaine.
I actually might lose this.
My cocaine.
So, yeah. I don't know what else to say. What do we have anything else? Do you have anything else? Any announcements? Any?
Of course, I don't have.
Do you have any projects coming up? What? Just tell us about yourself.
You know, I'm kidding. I have nothing to plug.
Me neither. Except for Peacetime Podcast is back, baby. I've said 3 times. I don't know. I said in the last podcast too. But oh yeah, Johan's here. By the way, rare appearance. For my supposed to be all-time co-host now?
Well, you know, let's not speak about what happened.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Anyways, so we want to thank y'all for listening.
Hey, man. Maybe one day we can release the episode.
By the way, what? No?
But, yeah. So this has been another episode of the Pizza Time Podcast.
Make sure to catch us on iTunes, Spotify, those other ones that I forget.
I forgot the names too. I used to know them when I, you know, was still in the podcasting game like crazy back then. But you know, leave us a review.
5 stars, please. I mean, if you want to do 4, I guess, but like 5 helps. But no
and
less than
for all
3.
WWE fans, you know, or New Japan, I guess, or AEW, you know, leave us 5 stars. Meltzer us for us. You know, pull a classic Meltzer.
You know, give us that RVD 5-star frog splash.
Oof.
I messed that up. That was a tongue twister. 5-star frog splash.
But yeah, you know, tell your friends about our podcast.
Please.
Tell them to listen. You know,
yeah, you know,
views.
Even if it's back in the background noise, you know. You can listen to our silky voices. Just
don't you ever do that again.
Over.
It's been it's been another episode of
Just
Peace Time Podcast. Thank
hopes.
You for listening, and we'll talk to you all
and
again
And let's
soon.
Not forget, it's pizza time, baby.
Oh, my God. Jesus.